Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Hooray, you've come.
Roger, are we late? Right on time. Come in, come in.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Roger. Happy New Year's Eve.
Thank you, thank you. And there's nobody I'd rather spend New Year's Eve with than you, Claudia, and David.
Thank you. Our good friend here, Mr. Tucker.
Right
come
here.
In,
We're
come in.
We're coming in. You needn't corral us like herding cows.
You know, I don't think I've ever been in your apartment, Roger.
Oh, it's the usual sort of apartment hotel in New York City. Very depressing. Take off your coats.
Oh, thank you.
We'll just catch our breaths for a few moments and make our plans. Sit down, please. Sit down.
Oh, thank you. This is exciting. This is wonderful. I don't think I've ever really had a New York New Year's Eve before.
You don't say.
No. Well, first I was alone with Mama. We certainly wouldn't have gone out New Year's Eve together. And then all of a sudden I was married to David. Last year we didn't either.
Didn't what?
We didn't celebrate. It was just enough, just being married.
That in itself would be cause to celebrate.
What's the matter, Mr. Tucker? You're so silent.
Ain't had nothing to say, son.
Well, that's a new one.
I've kind of been chewing and swallowing and digesting. Is this here where you live, Mr. Killian?
Anything wrong?
Pardon my saying so, but this ain't no fit way for a decent man to live.
I'll pardon your saying so if you tell me what's the matter with it, Mr. Tucker.
Seems pretty obvious to me. You ain't got no grounds but that silly little window box setting in the window. And you ain't got nothing to look at but them picayune paintings on the wall.
That one happens to be a valuable Picasso, darling.
Dear, what'll Roger say?
Well, you know, I've thought of all this myself often.
Ooh. Well, no wonder you got aches and pains in what you have.
No argument, Mr. Tucker.
It's a wonder to me you're alive at all, tall.
It's more of a wonder to me why I don't do something about it.
If I had to go around every day wearing clothes like these, what's hitched on my back tonight, I ain't sure but what I'd have rheumatism myself.
I was just going to say you look very handsome, Mr. Tucker.
Oh, sure, I'm looking handsome, but I'm a handsome man, I am.
Yes, you are.
That don't mean I'm comfortable, though. Tight squeaking shoes, stiff collar, coat and vest and tie. Heck, a man might as well be in his funeral suit dressed up like this. When Delilah saw me, she dang near jumped out of her petticoat.
Didn't your sister think you were handsome, too?
Handsome? She downright turned green with jealousy.
Oh, go on.
So she saw fit to lecture me as to why I couldn't look like this every day.
That's
a woman for you. Yep, that's them. Let's begin the shenanigans. Come
it's
on.
It's still early.
Early? What? It's past 10 o'clock.
Well, that's early for New Year's Eve.
That ain't the silliest thing. Why, my hog's been sound asleep for pretty near 2 hours now. You can't tell me it's early.
New Year's Eve, unfortunately, is not measured by your hog's bedtime, Mr. Tucker.
Well, just because New Year's Eve don't know better don't mean Jared Tucker don't either. My heels are kicking to get going. None of this sitting around and plavering. Come on, let's go.
Well, it looks as if we'd better get going on our nocturnal rounds, David.
First, where are we going, Roger?
I made reservation at 38 Club.
38 Club? Where's that?
38 East 38th Street, of course.
38 Club. What's the matter? The run out of names?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I ain't going to no second string places.
When they call it by the street, Mr. Tucker, you can be sure it's very swanky.
Well, then, let's be on our way. My shoes are starting to pinch.
I'm ready.
I'll just go inside and get my hat and coat. Oh, would you like to see the other rooms, Mr. Tucker?
Well, I wouldn't mind if I do. No matter what it is, even four rooms at the top of one of these here skyscrapers, there ain't no place like home, is there? No?
There ain't.
David, what a wonderful pair, Roger and Jared Tucker.
It just proves that oil and water do mix.
Darling, are you dying to see Mr. Tucker in a nightclub? I can't wait.
Yes, I'm just dying to see Mr. Tucker in a nightclub. I just can't wait. It ought to be amusing at that.
You're expressing yourself conservatively tonight.
One of us has to keep his head.
Seriously, though, David, aren't you really glad Roger asked us to bring him along?
Seriously, Claudia, I am.
Oh, you idiot.
It'll be a New Year's Eve the old man will never forget.
Me neither, I can tell.
Oh, you can.
David, will you please stop making me giggle? My nose powdered so pretty.
What on earth has that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
Here we are. Oh, those two. Always giggling.
Come on, young ones, pull yourselves together, because I aim to take this town, wrap it around my finger, and sling it to the vultures where it belongs. Let me get my teeth into that 38 Club. Come on, let's go.
Well, what do you think of it, Mr. Tucker?
So, this is it, son.
This is the Club 38 New York New Year's Eve. It's the best we have to offer.
Yep.
Everybody's so excited.
Yep. Everybody sure is.
It certainly is noisy.
Mr. Tucker, you haven't said anything much. I mean, for you. Don't you like it?
Yep, I like it.
Roger, he speaks.
Yep, he is.
I haven't been in a nightclub like this in years. As a matter of fact, I don't think I was in one like this years before either.
How about some champagne?
It's on me.
Not at all. No, I've ordered it already.
Champagne! We really are doing this up front. Mr. Tucker, you like champagne?
Yep, yeah, I like it.
Hey, look at the paper hats on the table. David, put one on.
What for?
Just to be silly.
All right, how's this?
Oh, dreadful. Take it off.
I don't think that our friend Mr. Tucker is enjoying himself.
He showed up like a clam the minute we stepped into this place.
I'd love to know what's going on behind those beetle brows of
his. What are you two boys whispering about?
Can't a man have a secret with his partner?
No, a man cannot. He has to share it with his partner's wife.
No.
Don't you think so, Mr. Tucker?
Yep. Well, I'll be dang.
What'll you be danged about?
If this ain't a spectacle.
Don't you like it here, Mr. Tucker?
Well, it ain't a matter of liking it, ma'am. It's a matter of believing first. Look at all them females strutting around with their shoulders showing. It's midwinter. They ain't got better sense than to walk around looking as if they was about to step into a shower bath.
They do look sort of chilly, don't they?
Chilly, ma'am. If it was me, my goose pimples, it'd be sticking out like a range of the Rocky Mountains. All them bangles and fandangles jingling all over them, strutting around more proud than a cackling hen being sold at the Danbury Fair. Well, I'll be gone. Day.
Certainly make the female race sound like a troop of fools.
What else?
Oh, come on now, Mr. Tucker. Certainly you find them more interesting than that.
With your taste for female beauty, I should think you'd be quite intrigued.
Son, if I was only 10 years younger, there wouldn't be one of them females dancing by without winking at me and dropping their handkerchief at my feet.
And would you bother picking it up?
Pick it up? You're darn tootin' I'd pick it up. Just to tickle their noses with it, though. sure is a loony bunch. More shouting going on than a hog calling contest.
Oh, there's our champagne. Oh,
looks boy. Like weak ginger ale to me.
I agree with you, Mr. Tucker, but don't tell anybody. It's not fashionable not to like champagne.
Who gives a hoot what's fashionable? Still, I'll give it a try. Not that I ain't had it before, mind you, no.
Oh, of course not.
One of my nephews got married, and they insisted on being snooty and served champagne. Wedding was deader than a mackerel laying on a beach 8 days for.
All right. Well, here we are, then. All poured. Toast, David.
Mr. Tucker, you're the sage around here. You make the toast.
I ain't got no toast to make save the peace, to our health, to our happiness, to a warm winter, a cool summer, a rich harvest, and to our long life, even mine.
I'll drink to that.
I'll join you. Oh, this is champagne. This is what all the fuss and shooting's about, eh? I'll take fresh glass of cow's milk anything.
Don't tell anybody, Mr. Tucker, but I'm with you, too, on that.
Twixt us, ma'am. This stuff ain't no more than highfalutin gargle.
Well, hello there, Grandpa.
Hey, now, you addressing me, young filly?
I sure am addressing you, Grandpa.
Well, if it is, you better not address me, Grandpa. It ain't fitting.
Now, listen to you. If you ain't a calm...
Now, listen, lassie. I got a good 20 years of rootin', tootin', shootin' before I'll submit to being called Grandpa.
Well, I do declare.
Ask any one of my friends around here. And they'll tell you it ain't fitting to call me Grandpa. That there geezer with the mustache and shellacked hair setting on your left, he ain't got 1/10 of pep in him Jared Tucker's got in his big toe.
And I suppose now you're going to weave me some of those tall stories about how you build these skyscrapers with your own bare hands.
Well, if I'd have mind to, I could.
And I suppose you're going to tell me, too, that you own an empire of diamonds and you're the sable king of this city.
Senorita, sables and diamonds ain't half of my wealth.
Lord of me, now don't tell me that you're a movie star.
Princess? If I'd have willed to have been a movie star, what's that feller's name? Lionel. Lionel something or other. He'd be milking cows instead of me.
So that's what you are, Sugar Lamb. You're a millionaire cattle rancher.
Well, that ain't such a bad thing to be, hey?
Now, let me see. You're a skyscraper builder and a cattle ranger and a diamond king and a movie star. Grandpa, the folks that get meets in this New York sure are characters. Yes, sir. You New York characters sure are something.
You hear that? and heard what you called me.
You New York character, you.
There's only 11 o'clock.
Happy New Year, everybody. I repeat, Jared Tucker's always ahead of his time.
What a funny old man he is. Look at him, jumping around in his chair as if he were 11 years old.
I hope I'll live to be an old woman just like him.
You darn tootin' you will.
David. Listen, David.
What?
We're going to go to Times Square for midnight, aren't we?
Right, we are.
I certainly think Mr. Tucker ought to be in Times Square when tomorrow comes in.
Well, I'll really be goddamned. This time, I mean.
Don't tell me we found something that impresses you, Mr. Tucker.
I ain't impressed. I'm struck dumb.
Hey, give me your hand, Claudia. You'll be swept off.
David, I'd be crushed.
I didn't know there were so many men, women, and children in the whole world. I sure do wish I could figure what all the shouting's about.
Everybody's shouting because the next person's shouting. Nobody knows why.
It's New Year's Eve, darling.
I know, but the people shouting the old year going out and the new one coming in.
Both. What's the difference? The important thing is to shout.
Somehow, I don't feel like shouting.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Inside, I feel so quiet. David, I bet everybody else feels like that, too, but still they keep on shouting, even Roger and Mr. Tucker.
They're shouting for the benefit of each other, because nobody wants the next person to think that he doesn't feel like shouting.
No, maybe that's it. Oh, darling, hold me tight. The minute hand's almost at midnight.
It's going to be a good year, darling.
The last one was so good to us, it's almost frightening.
A great deal is expected of this year. We better not fail or else. Mm.
There it is. It's almost at midnight.
And all the shouting's going out of me. Yep, son, it's teetering on the edge of tomorrow.
And we have a tomorrow we're not afraid of. We're clothed, fed, and housed. What luxuries in this world. And what a responsibility.
Happy New Year, Roger, Mr. Tucker, and you, my darling.
There she goes! That's it, boys!
Happy New Year!
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old mankind. For old mankind, my dear, for old mankind, we'll drink a cup of kindness here. Our days of old anxiety.
Your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola joins the cast of Claudia in wishing you and your family a very, very happy new year.
Mr. King, I've come to wish you a happy new year.
Why, thank you, Mr. Killian. And the same to you.
It's been quite an event tonight. Jared Tucker's first New York New Year's Eve.
And I hope not his last.
What a morbid thought.
Well, he is 86 years old.
And probably live to be 100.
Probably, in spite of the way he'll feel on Monday.
Don't tell me this celebration is going to affect him as late as Monday.
Well, why don't you come around then and see?
I'll do that. Well, Happy New Year again.
As I was about to say, every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again Monday at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. The parts of Claudia and David on this program were played by Catherine Bard and Paul Crabtree. And the entire production is supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now, here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.